This is KUT. This week, Austin City Council members will reignite a discussion their predecessors started 3 years ago. The question is whether the city should have a policy to help renters who are forced to move through no fault of their own. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
Councilmember Pio Renteria took some time to reflect on what we could call old Austin.
Even 10 years to 15 years ago, people was, called slackers, and you could live with, one job, and, housing and rental housing was very low and very, very cheap.
Now rents are more expensive, and for some, renting requires more planning. Take a minute to tally all the expenses that go into moving.
First month's rent, security deposit, moving cost, and they just don't have those kind of savings on hand to pick up and move.
Heather Way is a professor at UT School of Law. She says some people just don't have that kind of money saved up, especially if they're given short notice to move. Way wrote a report in 2012 that laid out policies the city could adopt to help those renters displaced, either by a developer buying their building or when their building is damaged beyond repair. Among the rules council members will consider tomorrow, tenants would have to get at least 6 months' notice before they need to move out. Renters who can provide proof of low income will get a relocation and moving stipend from the developer. Also, security deposits would have to be given back on the move-out date. All these ideas were discussed by council back in 2012 and 2013, but as Way puts it,
this is just something that's slipped through the cracks.
Council members will discuss these displaced tenant policies at a committee meeting tomorrow. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.